Ending the Torah, Wednesday night, Rabbi Naftali Homburg.
You tell me when to begin.
Yeah.
Very often we find things in life, they are different in hugging. We see people doing the same thing in one way. For example, we often see people davening chakras after Sayyid's Mother Tfilah, and they don't think it's a bit yevet at all. And there's other people who are very makrid davening before, or mincha, some people want to daven before Shkia, some people, you know, after Shkia. You know, very often we see special people on both sides, some do it this way, some do it that way. You know, some it's very important to know what is the shaila, what are they arguing about, what's the better way, is there a preferable way, or it's just the machlekes, they're both good. You know, it's always important to know what are we up against. Rosh Hashanah next week, Beis Hashem, Habalein and Teva. There's a lot to what to speak at Rosh Hashanah. You know, you can't just cram it in a short chair. There's one topic that I wanted to pull out, that every single year you see this shul does it that way, that shul does it that way. In the same shul, some people do this, some people do that. I don't know if you already guessed. There's very often Kriyas Torah finishes and there is a break. Some people go out to make Kiddush, and some people know they stay and they say it to Hillim. Is it a bidyevet to make Kiddush? Is it lechatchila to make Kiddush? What is a shayla? Should you make, you know, some shuls make Kiddush, some shuls make a whole meal, some shuls don't at all. You know, what is the makar in the Gemara? What is the shayla? What is the best possible way? Is there one size fits all, or every single person, is it a unique? That's why I want to discuss this topic over here. It's a known thing that in the yeshiva world, where they daven very, very long, they make a kiddush, everyone stops after laning. There's a proper kiddush, the 20-minute break, everyone goes down, proper cake, coffee, and they go up, muzif. And on the other hand, you know, the yekis, Ashkenazish, the Sephardim, they're very, very opposed to eating anything before the end of muzif, the end of shayfer. We find the Gemara in Brachis tells us that when a person wakes up before he davens shachris, he shouldn't eat anything. The Gemara dashes it from Lo Yaseich Al Dam. A person should eat anything until you daven for your sustenance, for your life. The Zoyar is very, very marich about regarding this Isser, that when a person wakes up, a new neshama comes in. First, he has to bring in the neshama of the kiss, first daven to connect to his creator, and only after should he give his nefesh of Bahamas also tchias for that day. A person shouldn't turn things around. This is regarding eating before shachris, the Gemara and Brachis. This is not what we're speaking about over here. There's another Gemara. The Gemara is in Maseches Sukkah regarding Arba Minim. The Gemara brings down in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara says that a person is not allowed to eat before he shakes lulav on the Mevesukis. First day, second day, the Gemara declares, you know, both days, you know, all days, they're ice, they're abanon. One is not allowed to eat, the Gemara says, one is not allowed to have a suda before he performs a mitzvah of lulav. And the Gemara says, the reason for this being, we are choshish, if he's going to sit down for a nice meal, he's going to get carried away. He's going to have a big suda with all his friends, he might get drunk. You know, in the olden days, he used to always have wine with the meals. And Shema Yishkaf V'Yifshah, he's going to be Pesheh, he's going to forget to perform the mitzvah that which he is now supposed to be a Mekayim, and therefore there's a Derabonon de Gehalacha that when a mitzvah comes, a mitzvah Derabonon, a mitzvah de Eiraisa, regardless, both of them, one is not allowed to have a meal when the time of the mitzvah comes. And the Paiskim bring this down not only regarding Sukkah, the Gemara speaking about Sukkah, regarding Dalet de Minim, the Gemara says the same thing applies regarding to Bedikas Chametz. One is not allowed to eat before once the appropriate time to perform b'dikas chametz. The Gemara, the place can bring down to various mitzvahs. You find this again in Purim regarding Megillah, Chanukah. You know, very throughout Shulchan Aruch Erech Chaim, whenever there's a yontif comes, usually the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rishayim right. Al Selecha will be no kaidim shigia ezmano. But regarding to Shofar, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring anything about not eating before mitzvah Shofar. It is true. I would point out, although the Paiskim don't bring that down regarding Shofar, the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, do throw it in Hilchis. I believe it's in Hilchis Chanukah. They throw in over there that, by the way, you shouldn't eat like same as Shofar. You shouldn't eat. They throw in Derek Agav. They throw in Shaloi B'Mekayim Shofar as well. But why is it that the Shulchan Aruch, who brings down regarding B'dikas Chametz, regarding Purim, regarding Sukkah, Lulav, all these things, he said you're not allowed to eat before you perform a mitzvah. Why in Rosh Hashanah does he not say before one performs a mitzvah Shofar, you are not allowed to eat like all other mitzvahs based on the Gemara?
Leave for the
Well, lulav also you have all day. You could take it, you know, shachas from it. It's kolayim kosher, and you know, regardless, this the list here, sorry. Megillah, you have a whole night, a whole day. Yeah, you have a long time span to perform the mitzvah. Nevertheless, it's an interesting point, and the Chayyim ask, why does the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, and the Tor all bring that, and Shofar, and Rosh Hashanah, they, for some reason, they ignore the Gemara and Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches, they are not allowed to eat. Maybe there's something, you know, there's a reason why they omitted this over here. There is another point, we'll see if we have time, regarding Musaf. Every single Shabbos is one allowed to eat before Musaf. There's a halacha regarding Simin Reish Pei Vav, that one shouldn't not eat before Musaf as well. So Rosh Hashanah, besides Shofar, you also have Musaf. But let's put Musaf aside. Let's stick to the Gemara, Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. When a mitzvah comes, when time to perform a mitzvah comes, one is not allowed to eat. Why did the Poskim omit this regarding to Shofar? Now, there are many days who say Inichanami applies regarding Shofar as well. Famously known, Rebbe Akiva Eger in Rosh Hashanah Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, that was the year 1831. There was the cholera plague, unfortunately, spreading around Europe. And Rebbe Akiva Eger made many takanis for that Rosh Hashanah. One of them was to have minyanim of small bubbles, as we call them today, just 15 people in each minyan, to not spread the megefa. The famous takana that multiple avelim all say kaddish is also in that takana. Unfortunately, there are many yisaimim, and there wasn't enough, you know, amudim for every single. Till then, the minig, same as chazar shashat, one chazan says chazar shashat, one person said every kaddish itself, and Rebbe Akiva Eger was stuck in the no. Multiple people can say kaddish together. You know, unfortunately, today very often you see in a minyan after Aleinu, 3-4 guys stand by the bima, all say skadla biskadash. This is also one of Rebbe Akiva Eger's takanas. Now, in that Rosh Hashanah takana of Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis, he brings down that the people who are weak and are not able to fast until after Musaf, they should do the following. They should stay in shul, they should hear Shofar straight after Kriya Satayr, the first 30, no, Ikar Adin, Shleishim Kailis is the Ikar Achiv. Then when the Chazan starts Musaf, they should go home or to a side room and make Kiddush over there, and then come back for the Chazar Sashat and continue with the rest of the davening. And he says, why? Because you're not allowed to eat before Shofar. So they should hear Shofar. Even though he writes, if you're going to go home, you're going to lose the mile of making a bracha, Shishmaya Koil Shofar, on the other 70 Koilis, you know, the way you blow Chazar Sashat throughout the Al-Seder brachas, throughout Musaf. But it's better, because you're not allowed to eat, it's better to lose the bracha of Shishmaya Koil Shofar on the Chazar Sashats, and the, you know, when you blow Shtila Chazar Sashats, than to eat before Shofar. So you see, Rebbe Akiva Eger was very, very, you know, strong about this, to lose the bracha of Shofar. We're speaking about a chayla, there's a plague going on. Nevertheless, he said, you're not allowed to eat before Shofar. The Gemara said, you're not allowed to eat before Shofar. That was Rebbe Akiva Eger's Eitzah.
He was losing out, though. He messed it together with the Siddur.
Yeah. You see how far he understood. You're not allowed to eat before Shofar. You can't. So this is very, very clear. Akiva Eger is definitely on the side. You're not allowed to eat before Shofar anything. You're not allowed to have a piece of cake. Nothing. You know, he says there's a chayla here. He can't stand in the shul all day. Shofar, go home. Kiddush, come back for the rest of the davening. Akiva Eger is very, very clear. The Mate Ephraim in Tovkuf Peches also brings down the Shari Tshuva and the Beis Meir. Many of the Gedolei HaPoskim bring down also. There's an Isser to eat before a Shofar. It's obvious, there's a Gemara says, before any single mitzvah. The Rabbana Shofar is a mitzvah. The Raisa first, you know, obviously you're not allowed to eat before a Shofar, and therefore it's going to be Osir. The Rav Moshe Sternbach I saw brings down from the Chazanish an extra reason why Rosh Hashanah is more chomer than any other mitzvah, he says. Rosh Hashanah, there's Musaf, and in Chutz La'aretz, Yom Tov Musaf, there's Birkas HaKohanim, Duchen. Now, there's Halacha, we know by Simchas Torah, we kind of grapple with a similar issue, but Mokin is Shkiach Shikros, in a place where there's people could be drunk, you're not nice to Kepayim, there's no Duchenin. If everyone's going to make Kiddush, it'll become like a Mokin is Shkiach Shikros, for the same reason as Simchas Torah, many shuls, they take Birkas HaKohanim from Musaf, put it in Shachris, because they don't want to lose Birkas HaKohanim. But on the other hand, everyone's, you know, a little bit tipsy, a little bit happy. So if everyone's going to make Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah before Tkiz, because it's a very long davening, you're not going to be able to make Duchening in Rosh Hashanah Musaf. We don't want to lose, you know, Duchening on such a special day. So the Chazanisha, this is another reason why a person should refrain from Tkiz, because once, from the Kiddush, because once everyone's making Kiddush, you're going to have to lose out on the Duchening in Musaf. So there's definitely Doyle Achorinim, Paiskim, Matifraim, Ribkiveger, Chazanish, who felt one is should not be eating before Tkiyas Bichlal. On the other hand, we find a Chasim Sefer, who was in the same Dar as Ribkiveger, it was his Amedim, who brings down a Simon Tafresh Nun Beis the following halacha. He says Sefer is very, very different. He says, the Gemara Sukkah brings down that someone is going to perform the mitzvah of lulav is allowed to eat on the way. Why? Because the whole reason why you can't eat on the way because Rechashish you might be in a yishka yifsha you might forget. But if somebody is traveling to perform the mitzvah of dalid minim on the way, he can eat because he's being oistik in this actual mitzvah. Based on this havana, the Chasam Sefer says the following reasoning: if someone came to shul in the morning, you know shachar is kriyas Torah. And the whole shul breaks up to make kiddush. There's no chashash, he's going to forget and not blow shofar. This is part of the yom. He's making kiddush in order to have klei for the shofar, in order to have klei for the next few hours to daven now. To daven now. It's as though someone's going to the mokim of the dalid minim. He's not going to blow shofar at home. He came to shul to blow shofar in shul. There's no chashash, he's going to be sheikh and pesheach. But according to this, he writes, if someone wants to go home to make kiddush, is the very long break, he wants to go home, then in the Chanami, that he's masking to Akiva Eger, in theory, one should not make Kiddush before the Shofar, he just says, the way we have it set up is in a special way, is because we are going to Shul to perform the mitzvah of Shofar, there's no chashash that he's not going to blow a Shofar, to forget about the Shofar. Another point, Ramesh Sternberg brings down, the way we daven today, I don't know how it was 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, maybe you used to daven earlier, Vesikin. Most people today don't daven Vesikin. They don't daven net, they don't daven 5:30 in the morning. Most shuls start 7, 8 in the morning, and they only finish davening 2, maybe even 3 in the afternoon, way after Chatzos. We paskin is a chiyav simcha yontiv as well, and one should lechatchila not fast Rosh Hashanah as well, unless there's, you know, chas v'shalom the specific circumstances, tainus chalayim. But on a regular Rosh Hashanah, so the Shechonar Paskin, there's a Chiv Simcha, a Chiv Suda, there's Isser Tainis Yontif. Now, if someone's going to fast after Chatzos, he's going to be over on fasting on Rosh Hashanah, even though he's not fasting a whole day up until the end of the day, but he's being over on the Simchas Yontif because of his fasting past the Chatzos. Because over the years, this has evolved this way, the Davini became longer and longer, there was more Piyutim were kind of added in. He says that's why the minute became that we make Kiddush, because on one hand, he agrees there is a concept of not eating before Kiddush, but on the other hand, you know you're not going to be able to after Chatzos, so you're going to have an Isser Tainis Beyomtiv. That's why very good. Come, just a second, I'm going to bring it up. You're going to bring it in a second. But he brings down this concept because over the year davening evolved. That's, you know, davening became longer and longer. That's why the mini became to kind of to make Kiddush in the Chanam. If somebody's davening over here Vesikin, or you know, by the Sfaradi Rosh Hashanah davening, which is much, much shorter, by 12 midday, they're already finished. In the Chanam, you know, one shouldn't be eating in this case, but if someone's davening at 2:30 in the afternoon, and the Chaz in the middle of Malchus is Chayin Shafers, and he's thinking about this kind of Kiddush, it's definitely better to go ahead and make Kiddush before Musaf and be able to concentrate, daven like a proper mensch at 2:15 in the afternoon, than, you know, to be knocked out, be over in the Isser Tainis. A third point is the Tshuva Hisayiris Tshuva. The Moshe Sternberg brings it down. The Hisayiris Tshuva, we all call the Hisayiris Tshuva. He brings down a very interesting reasoning why it's mutter to make Kiddush before a Shofar. There is a halacha on Shabbos that one is not allowed to read candlelight, Hashashem Yata. He might touch the candle and bring the oil close to the flame, thus being over in the Isser Havara Mavir. The Shulchan Aruch brings down, when Yontif falls on Shabbos, you don't say Piyutim. You know, there's, you know, many people have a minig. Yontif night, they say Piyutim in the Birkas Kriya Shema Yontif. But when it falls on Shabbos, you don't say Piyutim. Why? Sorry? Why the Shulchan Aruch brings down, why don't you say Piyutim if Yontif Sukkot falls on Shabbos? Why don't you say Piyutim? He said because Piyutim nobody knows by heart. You have to look in your Siddur, Machzer. There's Isser Shemo Yata, and that's why you don't say Piyutim on Yontif, when the Yontif falls Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch, you know, Reis of Kair, Shulchan Aruch, you can check it up yourself. It's in Hilchis Shabbos. In Simon Ayin Reishay, it's over there. Now, but he brings down over there, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, he says, you can say Piyutim. Why? Because Yom Kippur is Yom Hadin, there's Emes Hadin. A person is much more aware of what he's doing in the Emes Hadin. There's no Chashash Shemayata on Yom Kippur. He says, that's why the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring down the Isser Achila on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Shofar, is Yom Hadin. Because Emes Hadin, same as there's no Chashash Shemayata on Yom Kippur, the Isser Shuvah says, there's no Chashash, you might forget Shofar. You know, somebody might forget, you know, Purim night, the lay in the Megillah. He's drunk. Something, you know, it can happen. Hanukkah, you know, unfortunately, he's not. He got a little bit carried away. But on Rosh Hashanah, no one's getting carried away. No one's gonna lose mind on the Emes Adin of the Shofar. That's why Shofar. That's why he says the Paiskim didn't bring down the Ister Achila before Shofar. Another point. Yes. He says that's why it's going to be mutter, because Rosh Hashanah there's no chashash shem yishem ishkach. You're going to be peshad because of the emes hadin that person has on a Rosh Hashanah. There is another point. It's getting to be a little bit tight, so I'll just shorten this a bit. There is the Magen Avraham and Tofresh Nun Beis has a whole shaila, which this whole debate they're speaking about is it regarding a meal, achila, or even tima. Achila means more than a shir kebeah, a proper meal. A person sits down, he washes, has a proper meal. Te'ima, a person just has, you know, as mentioned earlier, you know, a coffee or something, a small amount of cake. Is there such a chashash as well or not? There is a big mevucha in the poskim regarding this. The Magen Avraham Tofresh Nun Beis brings, you know, many days. And because of this, many poskim want to say there's no iser te'ima. The whole iser applies to a proper meal. Te'ima, paksim shir of a kebeya, there was never a mem iser. This is why, according to this reasoning, if a person makes kiddush, he should have just up until a shir a kebeya. How much is a kebeya? Reb Chaim Noah, they bring down as 57 grams of cake, and Chazanish 100 grams of cake. You know, one can obviously probably be making on the Chazanish, it's up until 100 grams of cake. The coffee, the herring, potato kugel, that's not part of this. We're only speaking about the cake, the mezainis aspect of this. Up until 100 grams of mezainis, you know, 2-3 pieces of cake is just te'ima. Therefore, there's no iser achila. The Gemara is sukkah lamed ches. The poskim regarding all over speaking about achila when a person washes for a meal. Te'ima is not part of this. These are the core reasons of the Matir who wants to argue, saying that's why, to come to explain why the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't bring down the Gemara and Sukkah regarding to Rosh Hashanah, regarding to Shofar. What would come out from this is a few chilukim in the reasons of the Matir over here. It would seem to be that if somebody is a strong, healthy man, he's davening Masikin, and he knows he's going to be 11:30 in the morning, he's finished Musaf. No, it's definitely there is the opinion of Matir Ephraim, Rebbe Kiveger, other Gedolei HaPoskim, who say one should refrain from eating before performing any mitzvah, and therefore such a person who knows it won't stare in Bechal, you know, definitely there is a makom to be machmir to not eat Bechal before Musaf, before Shofar. But somebody who can't, one option for him is going to be, I know there's some people who have this minig, they want to be mekayim the chumrah of not eating before Shofar, but on the other hand, they want to have kavanah and daven proper. They wake up before alois and they eat a proper suda, cake, coffee before alois. Like that, there's no chiv shachar yet, so they can eat as much as they want, and it keeps them going up until 2 p.m. Not everyone is able to eat in the morning, not everyone can. You know, eating at 5 a.m. will help them at 2 p.m. Now, each person has to measure himself if he can do it. As well, the Arizal holds that even before Allah is asr to eat, when a person wakes up, he shouldn't eat until before he davens. But I'm just bringing down, you know, meaning I saw that they bring down that with Shlomo Zalman Orbach, when in his older years, wasn't able to wait until after Musaf. He used to do this minig. He used to wake up before Alois and have a proper suda before Alois. No, there were years that he did this Eitzah. I think they bring down Halichas Shlomo. The other option is what you started mentioning earlier. It's just having just having coffee. There is a shaila we touched upon a little bit earlier in Reish Pei Vav and Hilchas Shabbos. From when does Chiyuv Kiddush kick in? From after Shachris or after Leining? Or only after Musaf. As long as you're not finished the whole Seder of Tefillah, maybe there's no Chiyuv Kiddush yet. And based on this, there's many Poskim and There's mashal I know in the minhag in Ger, they have a hafsaka in Shabbos in the morning. They all learn for an hour between Shachas and Kriyas Tayyar. And the minhag is they all have coffees without making kiddush, and even things which are tuffle to the coffee, a little bit of, you know, chocolate. They also have, it's tuffle to the coffee because there's no chiyuv kiddush yet. So they view before Muslim, like before Shachas, there's no chiyuv kiddush yet. According to this daya, their advaz brings down. So even if you're going to say that it's also to eat before Shafer, just something where there's no chiyuv kiddush before Shafer is going to be mutter. The Ritva says, but there is an opinion that you have to make kiddush. So he says the best possible etza would be to hear kiddush from someone else who's making kiddush, and then have a little bit of your kind of coffee. If you know that you are a person who doesn't need to eat, he just needs the caffeine, he needs a drink, you know, a strong coffee, 11:30 in the morning will easily keep him going up until the most of the Ritva's brings down. Here kiddush someone who's anyways making shayfer. Sorry, here kiddush someone who's anyways making kiddush. And then just have your kind of coffee, your makai and everything. You shouldn't eat anything. Don't be saying, "Oh, you bring down a very, very good point." The Chokim on the Ritva says kiddush b'makim suuda is a personal thing. The fact that your friend who's making kiddush is eating cake doesn't help you for kiddush b'makim suuda. That's what many people argue on the Ritva's over here. I know that Rabbi Chaim Lechavir, the Dayan, does like to say over this Ritva's. People who ask him, says, if you can manage with just the coffee, hear kiddush with the rest of the shul and only have your kind of the coffee. Although many people are opposed to this and they say, no, you have to have proper kiddush b'makim suuda. Noshim, obviously, women who are just kibbalai, obviously they're allowed to eat. This whole thing doesn't apply to them. I don't want to go over time, just to summarize over here. Obviously, there is a concept of not making kiddush before Meshayfer, but based on one of these timely brah over here, it's going to be mutter to make kiddush before Shayfer. Baby should take help.
Amen.